Married at First Sight. Chapter 4141. Annenberg, Province X. Tinsley had just returned from an outing when her car was forced to stop at the company entrance. A massive display of flowers blocked the way. Security guards had tried to disperse the crowd, but the people refused to leave. The guards seemed hesitant to use force, likely wary of causing a scene. Several cars were parked nearby, including a small truck loaded with even more flowers. Tinsley didn't bother honking. With so many people and flowers in the way, honking wouldn't help unless she was willing to drive straight through. Instead, she got out and walked forward. "Tinsley!" A voice called out, unfamiliar yet recognizable. She looked over and frowned slightly. It was Timothy Lab, the eldest son of Mr. Lab, the acting head of the Lab family from Haven Mill. Mr. Lab had visited several times, claiming he wanted to discuss business. But since the meeting date hadn't arrived, he wasn't given any special treatment, and Elora refused to see him. Even bringing his eldest son didn't change that. They were denied entry every time. Eventually, Mr. Lab left, but Timothy stayed behind in Annenberg. Since then, he had called and messaged Tinsley every day, claiming he had fallen for her at first sight and wanted to pursue her. Beyond the constant calls and texts, Timothy showed up outside Orman's company daily, waiting for her to get off work. He sent flowers, invited her to dinner and movies, and showered her with expensive gifts, anything a woman might like. He was relentless. But he wasn't just chasing after Tinsley. He was also busy networking around Annenberg, looking for investment opportunities. To his credit, he had a keen eye for business. The projects he was interested in had real potential. Some of those projects overlapped with Kagsun Group, which Tinsley managed. Because of this, they had crossed paths multiple times. Each time, she remained polite but distant. That didn't stop Timothy. He was as persistent as ever. By now, the entire high society of Annenberg was talking about it. The story had spread. The eldest son of the richest man in a neighboring city had fallen for the Ormond family's second daughter and was pursuing her with overwhelming passion. People gossiped that they were a perfect match, handsome, successful, and well-suited. Curious onlookers even asked the Ormond family's second wife if the elders supported the match. She didn't give a public answer. But in private, she had already spoken to her daughter, and Tinsley made her feelings clear. She had no interest in Timothy. A marriage between their families was out of the question. The Lab father and son were too ambitious. The Ormond family had two young heirs, but they were still children too young to take over or protect their sisters. Powerful families circling the Ormonds with marriage proposals always had an ulterior motive. Who could say whether they truly cared, or if they were after the Ormond fortune? "Mr. Lab, what do you think you're doing?" Tinsley had long given up trying to correct Timothy's way of addressing her. People could call her whatever they wanted, she couldn't control that. She had corrected him multiple times, but he never listened. He insisted on calling her Tinsley in a tone far too familiar. She couldn't exactly sew his lips shut. Her expression hardened, her displeasure obvious. Unfortunately, Timothy was shameless. He ignored her irritation, gesturing toward the sea of flowers. "Tinsley, if you won't accept the bouquets I send, then I'll turn the front of your company into a field of flowers," he said, smiling. "You don't have to accept a single one. But after seeing this, will you at least believe how sincere I am?" Married at First Sight, Chapter 4142. Chapter 4142. "I fell in love with you at first sight, and even more at second sight." Timothy gazed at Tinsley with deep affection, as if his feelings were entirely genuine. To be fair, Tinsley was outstanding in every way, more than worthy of him, the eldest son of the Lab family. They were close in age and surely had plenty in common. But no matter how persistent he was, Tinsley refused to give him a chance. He wasn't discouraged. After all, he hadn't been pursuing her for long. Given that the Ormond family had more daughters than sons, their women were particularly cautious when it came to relationships, something he could understand. Their guarded nature was rooted in protecting the Ormond family's wealth. Of course, Timothy had his own motives regarding that fortune. But after meeting Tinsley, he was genuinely pleased with her. He wasn't just willing to marry her, he truly wanted to. She was capable, and together, they could be a powerful couple. Even if the rightful heir of the Lab family eventually returned to reclaim his place, Timothy wouldn't have to worry. As long as he married into the Ormond family, his future would be secure. If he could gain control of the Ormond business and slowly shift its power toward the Lab family, he would have enough leverage to challenge his own family. Then he wouldn't have to fear ending up like the head of the Jensberg Farrell family. The more Tinsley resisted, the more determined he became. Winning her over wasn't just about love, it was a challenge. "Mr. Lab, have your people remove these flowers immediately, or I'll have them all thrown in the trash." Tinsley glanced at the floral arrangement spelling out "I love you." There was nothing original about it, just the same overused romantic gesture. Anyone could say "I love you" with flowers. Did Timothy really think this would move her? That she would suddenly believe in his sincerity? Not only was she unconvinced, even her youngest cousin saw right through it. Her little cousin had even warned her not to be fooled by Timothy's good looks and sweet words, insisting that his father was a ruthless man who wouldn't meet a good end. They didn't want a brother-in-law like that. Tinsley had laughed at her cousin's serious warning, but she reassured them nonetheless. There would be a second brother-in-law one day, just not Timothy. She wasn't interested in him. Timothy's smile faltered for a moment, but he quickly recovered. "Tinsley, don't be like this. I'm serious." Tinsley's expression remained cold. "Mr. Lab, so am I. If you don't remove these flowers, I'll have them cleared out myself." Timothy looked at the grand display he had put together, conflicted. "Tinsley, my sincerity is right in front of you. Aren't you even a little moved?" "Not even a little touched." He sighed, as if heartbroken. "I've had so many women chasing after me, surrounding me, but I never cared about any of them. The moment I met you, everything changed. For you, I've done things I never imagined myself doing." He was nearly moved by his own words. Tinsley, however, remained unimpressed. "Moved?" She gestured toward the sea of flowers clogging the company entrance. "You had people dump all these flowers here. You brought an entire crowd, blocking our employees from entering and leaving. You've disrupted my work. All I see are losses, your entitlement, and your complete disregard for others. What I don't see is sincerity. You claim you fell in love with me at first sight. If you truly meant that, you wouldn't be causing such a scene. You wouldn't be making my life difficult and interfering with my business. If this is your idea of sincerity, then you don't understand me at all." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4143. Chapter 4143. Tinsley looked directly at Timothy, her tone firm. "If you truly love someone, you think about what's best for them. You consider their feelings, their needs. But you, Mr. Lab, this so-called romantic gesture isn't about me at all. You didn't stop to think about how it might affect me or the people around me. You know I have a tight schedule, yet you block my path with all these flowers, wasting my time. Tell me, Mr. Lab, do you really love me when you do things like this? Is this really for my good?" If Timothy had arranged everything in the open space beside the entrance, Tinsley wouldn't have said anything. But instead, he chose to set up right at the company's front gate, bringing a whole crowd with him. The security guards couldn't even force them to leave. They knew who Timothy was, knew he was pursuing her. They hesitated, worried that driving him away might create tension between the Lab and Ormond families. And if she ever did accept Timothy in the future, they feared he might hold a grudge and cost them their jobs. Tinsley wouldn't blame them for their caution. After a long pause, Timothy finally found an excuse for himself. If I didn't do this, you wouldn't even stop. You'd just drive straight in, and I wouldn't get a chance to see you. Tinsley, it's not that I don't consider you, I just want to see you too much. I want to express how I feel. That's all this is about. I didn't mean to make you this upset. He offered a quick apology. If you don't like this, I won't do it again. I'll have them move the flowers to the side so they don't block your employees. True to his word, Timothy immediately ordered his people to clear the entrance and relocate the flowers. Tinsley remained unmoved. Mr. Lab, I know what you're trying to say. But I don't have feelings for you. Please, stop wasting your time on me. She gestured toward the flowers. And now that you've finally had them moved honestly, when they were all piled up at my company's entrance, anyone who didn't know better might have thought I had died and you were here to lay flowers for my funeral. Timothy. His expression stiffened. Tinsley, don't say things like that. These are red roses, they represent love. Do you know how many flower shops I had to visit to buy this many? His voice carried a mix of frustration and disbelief. This is all my love for you. The cost wasn't the issue. What mattered to him was that this was the first time he had ever done something like this for a woman. He had poured his sincerity into it. So why wasn't Tinsley moved at all? Did she already have someone she liked? Or was she simply too picky, unable to be impressed by any man? From what he had learned, none of the Ormond family's daughters were in relationships. Yet, they had plenty of admirers. They were cautious when it came to love, unwilling to be easily swayed. They had every reason to be. A family as powerful as the Ormonds attracted too many opportunists. Who wouldn't want a piece of their fortune? Seeing that his efforts had no effect, Timothy sighed. I get it. We haven't known each other long. If I say I love you, you won't believe me. You'll assume I have ulterior motives, that I'm only after your family's wealth. And I don't blame you for thinking that. He hesitated, then continued, I bet you've dealt with a lot of suitors who had hidden agendas. They probably left you disillusioned, made you stop believing in love, in men, and in the idea that I might actually be sincere. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4144. Chapter 4144. Timothy continued, Tinsley, the Lab family is just as powerful as the Ormonds, if not more. As the eldest son of my family, why would I be after your family's money? The Lab family has so much wealth that money is the least of our concerns. In fact, you and I are the perfect match. With our family's combined strength, we'd be unstoppable. Tinsley wanted to scoff at his claim. The Lab family was indeed powerful, possibly surpassing the Ormonds, but Timothy wasn't the one in charge. In fact, even his father wasn't the true head of the family. The real power and fortune of the Lab family belonged to its actual leader. Timothy and his father were merely caretakers, managing things on someone else's behalf. Did they really think acting as intermediaries made them the rightful owners? If the former head's son returned, reclaimed his position, and took over the family's assets, Timothy and his father would be left with nothing. They'd be reduced to salaried employees, compensated for their years of service but nothing more. Without the Lab family's backing, Timothy's personal wealth wouldn't even come close to matching the Ormonds. Tinsley had already discussed this with Elora. The two sisters knew exactly what Mr. Lab was after. What man who pursued them didn't claim to be sincere? Who would ever openly admit they were after the Ormond fortune? Since the Lab family was still under Mr. Lab's management and there were no direct business conflicts, Tinsley chose not to voice her thoughts. Instead, she simply said, Mr. Lab, I have no interest in love right now, nor do I have time for it. Please, don't waste your energy on me. There are plenty of beautiful women in the world, go pursue someone else. Timothy could easily find another woman to chase. He was handsome, though he paled in comparison to Elora's private chef. But among the general public, he was considered quite attractive. On top of that, as the eldest son of the Lab family, he was always seen driving luxury cars, surrounded by bodyguards exuding an air of wealth and prestige. He didn't even need to pursue women. Plenty of admirers would line up for the chance to be with him. Of course, anyone from an equally wealthy family, those who knew the truth about the Lab family's structure, wouldn't be fooled by his status. "Tinsley, I only like you. You're the first woman I've ever truly wanted." His voice was filled with determination. "It's okay if you don't like me now. In time, you'll see who's genuine and who's not. One day, you'll believe in my sincerity. And when that day comes, you'll see that I won't give up on you." Timothy then ordered his men to load the flowers back into the van, making sure Tinsley couldn't complain about them piling up outside her office like a funeral arrangement. What was supposed to be a romantic gesture had become anything but. Timothy couldn't help but grumble internally. If it weren't for the Ormond family's influence, along with Tinsley's stunning looks and perfect figure, he wouldn't have put up with this. He had assured his father that he could win over the second daughter of the Ormond family, no matter how difficult it was. And in a way, he did have real feelings for her. The harder it was to claim something, the more determined he became. Like a thorny rose, the challenge only fueled his desire. One day, he would make Tinsley fall in love with him so deeply that she wouldn't be able to let him go. With a smile, Timothy softened his tone. "Tinsley, I'm sorry about today. I wasn't thinking things through. I won't do something like this again. Don't be mad, okay?" Then, as if none of this had happened, he casually added, "Let's have dinner tonight. I'll pick you up after work."